every show is consistently the Fallout.
Yeah. But
on like a purely experiential basis, mm-hmm. Paper House.
Ah, yeah, okay. Always. There you go. Shout out to the local scene.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool. Can you guys tell me a little bit about how your band started playing together?
Yeah. We all met at Great River School. It's a high school, and I still go there. And then these guys went to SPCBA. But
what is SPCBA?
St. Paul Conservatory.
Okay.
Yeah. And, yeah, Josh and I have been friends since, like, 8th grade. Henry and I have been friends since 8th grade. And then... Mm-hmm. Henry and I had some other projects that we were working on, and then just kind of slowly morphed into this, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now you're two albums done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
And so we got to hear a little bit from the new EP, right? Or
yep.
Tell me about that, right? So,
Well, we recorded it over the summer at The Hideaway, and we've been...
So it's already done?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Oh, EP's done.
Oh, yeah.
Right. EP is finished.
We kind of worked pretty tirelessly on it for a couple months with Caleb Hins, mm-hmm. Josh's brother. And it, like, just having somebody like him who kind of understands what we want so
sure.
well was really, like, beneficial to how efficient we were mm-hmm. and also just, like, how everything clicked so easily.
Yeah, I would like to say that this is the first time that you're announcing this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, out on February 15th.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then show on
March 2nd at the Fallout with Heart to Gold and Cosmic Bingo, which is Sam Matthias doing a DJ set.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
It should be fun.
Yeah. I love that name, yeah. Cosmic Bingo. Let's go. I want to talk about the EP a little bit more. So I already mentioned that you guys brought in a saxophonist for this performance for that new song, right? Mm-hmm. Are there any other guest appearances on this EP that you can talk about, or any new techniques or sources of inspiration, stuff like that?
Yeah. So. No guest appearances, like there's no saxophonist or anything, but there's a ton of just new stuff for us in general. Like if when this comes out, when you compare it to our older stuff, mm-hmm. there's a lot more emphasis on post-production and just adding stuff in there to give it texture, emphasize things that are already there. So like a hit or a transition, sure. little whoosh to like, you know, bring sure. you to the next thing. So there's a lot of post-production stuff mm-hmm. like that is I feel like that's what makes this unique for us, at least is yeah. it's a lot of songwriting forward and combined with post-production.
Do you enjoy that aspect
yeah.
of yes. songwriting?
It's kind of like you write a song and that's just like the beginning mm-hmm. like that's your blank slate, and then you have to just keep going like on and on after you feel like you have a fully finished product
mm-hmm.
And it was just really awesome to, like, fully extend all of the, like, creative limits we had.
Yeah. And, like, I think when I'm writing a song or when I think we're all writing a song, we always want to have that, like, live feel at the same time because, like, a live show is a very big part of us as a band. But mm-hmm. with this EP, I think we had a really perfect combination of, like... a pretty raw sound, but also like adding weird things like Josh was saying with Caleb, which kind of makes it stand out, I would say.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. I cannot wait to hear it mm-hmm. based off of that little sample. Well, that was not a little sample, I suppose.
Yeah, sample.
It was a long sample.
It was a great sample. Yeah.
Thank you.
If you are listening right now, be sure to check out the Radio K website because that song will be the music video that we end up making for this session, I believe so. Is
yes.
that correct yeah. for you guys? Yeah. So if you guys have just only announced an EP today and you've recorded it in summer, what have you been working on in the past 3-4 months then?
The EP.
Yeah.
Still yeah. the EP. So you finished yeah. recording it and then this is all just mid post
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
And then wow. also, yeah, from like, me doing like design stuff, and then we've been like sending it a bunch of places and just trying to make sure this release can be the best like strategic plan as possible.
We've also been doing a lot of cool stuff with our friend Johnny, mm-hmm. who's sitting in the corner over there.
You won't be able to see him, but he's over there.
I can see him.
Yeah, no, you can see him, but you.
No, but very cool. So it's it sounds like it's much more multifaceted than just a straight music album. It sounds like mm-hmm. you guys have yeah. much more invested into it in terms yeah. of yeah, multimedia sure. and just the amount of overall work
yeah.
put into it. So yeah, raise the bar. So now we'll be expecting more from you guys then, I think.
Yeah, for sure. And there will be more.
Wonderful.
it's only going to be better, getting better from this point.
That's awesome.
This is already great, but songs we have for our next release after this are already...
I'm digging those.
They're already great.
Like, I'm done with it.
Yeah, no, I'm done.
Can each of you go around and give me one specific thing that you're looking forward to in the band's future? Whether it's this EP or it's playing a house show at the Paper House in a month or two or whatever, or something like that.
I guess I'm looking forward to touring more and just like... slightly breaking out of the local scene a little bit more, but also obviously staying true to our Minnesota roots.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to touring this spring and summer. And also just like starting a new project, starting the recording process and seeing like what new things we'll kind of like learn and implement on the way this in.
That's awesome.
Definitely touring for me too. I mean, that was just an amazing experience, and I don't think there is any really bad thing about it for me. I just loved every bit of it, and I can't wait to do it again.
That's so cool. So happy for you guys. Mm-hmm. All right, so you just heard from Why Not right here live at our studio at Radio K. You can check them out online or in real life. March 2nd will be the show, and watch out for that February 15th release date of their new EP. But for right now, we're going to get back to the music right here on Radio K, Real College Radio.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks.
Love you all.
Thank you.